Hey everyone, this is Tiffany from TiffanyLambert.com. So you may be able to hear my dishwasher going in the background and my washing machine and dryer going in the background. And that's because it's Sunday and this is the day that I usually, dishwasher I do just about every day. But this is the day that I get a little house cleaning done. But it goes along fittingly with our mentoring series that we're kind of doing. There's so many questions that are relevant to multiple people. And I know that many of you out there are not contacting me because, you know, you're nervous or maybe you just don't know what to say or whatever. Because I'm seeing some responses trickle in and they're saying, well, I wasn't going to contact you, but now that I see you're addressing other people's concerns, I will. So let's talk about two different scenarios. Today's lesson, the first one, is about finding time to either, there's two different things, either to work on your business and take care of your personal life and your own life, you know, as far as what you need and your family needs and things. Or the other situation is trying to build this online career when you already have another job. How do you find time to do that? So let me tell you, actually, I've been through both scenarios kind of in a weird way. So let's talk about the first part about trying to build this business when you already have other things to do. I was in a situation where at first I was working from home, but for a local company when I first started. And I had to build my business during the time that I wasn't working for them. And so what I would do is just work hard, diligently. I mean, that's just personal. You know, you have to kick your own butt and sit down and get it all done so that you have extra time left over to be able to work on other stuff. And you work more hours than someone who's just sitting there from 8 to 5. So yeah, I would get up in the morning, get as much work as I could do for the company done. And then when my day ended, it didn't end. I would still work on my own business. At the time, I was just bidding on projects on what was Elance at the time and getting a client base built up. Once I got that built up, then I was able to let go of that local company and start on my own business. Once I got that going, I had to find time to, you know, I was working for clients, ghostwriting. So then you have to sit there and say, well, how can I work out time for me to be able to work on my own marketing stuff? What I ended up having to do was take a pay cut because there's only so many hours in the day and I was maxed out ghostwriting. So I started having to turn away projects so that I would have some amount of time left over for me to be able to work on my own info products. So sometimes you have to sit there and go, yeah, I'm going to take a step back. Maybe I'll earn, you know, whatever, $15,000 less this year, but I'm going to be working on my own stuff and eventually it's going to go bigger, you know, kind of like getting an education in something or getting some training. Sometimes you have to take that time to do it, to learn what you need to do so that you can make more in the future. It's really a lot of you being willing to sleep less, work more. Find any time you can to work when it's like that. When you've got two businesses running at the same time, it's not very comfortable, but you really want to have a plan of what you're going to do so that you're not just kind of floundering all over the place, because you don't want to have wasted your time if you're going to be putting in those hours. If you're able to and you're financially able to outsource anything, then that's a good thing. Even when I was just ghostwriting, and then I was ghostwriting for clients, and then I had trying to build my own business or whatever, I would outsource some of the tasks that I needed to get done and just save up for it. You know, even if it was like a $100 project that I needed someone to do, I would work and save up for that on the side and outsource it when I could. It's not something that is going to go fast. So if that's what you're looking for, this isn't probably the kind of career for you. The only fast track things are service provider, because that's someone who already is successful, already has money. They need someone to do something and you're there. So if you're trying to build two businesses, I never suggest that you just walk away from another business to start doing this when you have no way to support yourself. You always want to keep your other form of income as you build this business. And it's either going to mean long hours or outsourcing and a slow process, either one. You just have to accept that that's what it is. And my biggest tip for you would be to stay very organized and strategic with it. If you don't just sit down and think, what do I have to do right now? That's going to just waste so much time. Get organized, like I said in the previous recordings, get organized with your projects so that you are able to just sit down and bang out certain tasks at a time and make some progress during those precious extra moments that you have to get things done. Now, how about the idea of trying to build this career when you have life going on, when you have children and you have a spouse and you have, or even just your personal needs, or maybe you have health challenges or anything like that, or maybe you're a caretaker for a parent or whatever. That's, again, something, that's what I do right now. I work when I can, when I find time. I usually work 7 days a week, but not all the time. I like to be able to take off when I want. I save those days for when I just wake up and I really don't want to work that day. The other day I wanted to watch something on TV. It was an all day thing. And so I just really didn't want to work that day. So I didn't. And I got extra work done the day before so that I could take off that day. I know right now that I'm about to be going on vacation for 4 or 5 days. So I'm getting as much work done as ahead of time, scheduling it up so that I can, take off and relax. I have 3 kids, so during those years that there were so many school activities, and there still are right now, I do things like work in the car. I use my iPhone and my notes app on there, and I just dictate what needs to be done. I respond to emails. I write blog posts. I write emails. All of that on my phone. So there's a lot of time. I don't care if I go get my hair done or anything like that, I'm working on stuff. And when you get to a point that you can, there's times where you'll outsource things, like household things. Like right now, one of the big things, I'll tell you two of the biggest things that I'm doing right now, time-wise. Instead of me getting out there and doing my lawn, because it's 3/4 acre and a lot of lawn space, I hire someone. I just outsource it. Another thing that I do, grocery shopping takes me like an hour. So instead of doing that, I just literally order it online at Walmart and I drive by and pick it up. They can also deliver it, but I like to go pick it up. So that's just a few minutes, drive up, call in, hey, bring me my stuff, and they load it and go. And so that's cut off a lot of time. So you need to look for all of those moments and be organized with your house cleaning, with your errands and things like that. Don't just drive all over town doing random things. Save it for a certain day where you're going to get out and you're going to get everything done in a specific order on that day and be done with it. Order your groceries. Outsource what you can if you have the money to outsource, like, maybe even home cleaning. One thing that I noticed, by the way, and I posted it on my Facebook, Amazon has a home service thing, and I was like shocked. They have for a 3-bedroom, 3-bathroom cleaning with 5 hours worth of work. I don't even know how much I would need, but with 5 hours worth of work, it was like $137. And it had all like 4 to 5-star reviews. I didn't know Amazon had this. They have a service section. So things like that, and they also have lawns and stuff. Things like that would be amazing. That's going to help me. I'm probably going to be ordering that just to have someone come in maybe once a week or once every other week, clean the house real good so that all we have to do is pick up. That's worth it to me. You have to start thinking as you build your business about the trade of time. My son always laughs at me because he talks about wanting to do his own oil. And by the time he goes and buys it and drains it and puts it in and does all this, I mean, I would never do that because I earn way more per hour than what that would cost. And he says, but he can do it better. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't care. I will just go in and pay for it to get it done real quick. And while my oil is getting changed, I'll sit there on my phone and work. That's what I'll do. So you just really have to be flexible with yourself, but stay on yourself. Okay, don't let yourself get away with just sitting there, watching outside the window, doing whatever. You're a working person, so get your work done wherever you need to do, wherever you need to do it. Sometimes I'll dictate stuff, anywhere I'm at. If I'm sitting in the parking lot, waiting at a game for my daughter to come out or something like that, I'm working. And at home, I have these lists where I have a column for work and a column for house. And what I'll do is I'll just alternate. So just now, I got up and did a load of laundry. I did a load of dishes. And now I'm sitting home, sitting down in my chair, answering emails and making this recording. In a few minutes, I'll get up, do another load of laundry, unload the dishwasher, you know, and things like that, and go back to work. So all day long, I'm making progress. And the most important tasks are placed up top. And then it goes down to whatever is least important or what can be pushed off on the next day. And then I wake up the next morning and I write a new to-do list every single morning. Okay? So I hope that helps. Let me know if it didn't, and I'll try to give you some more insight.